Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Radio. It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. We have an awesome show. We'd like to thank Nathan, our host, providing this show, and I'm Ida, and on the line we have our guests from all across the country, United States, Canada, and maybe other places, and Dr. Alali, I know you're there in the house. I'm not sure where you are because you're always traveling and going places, but I'm glad to be back with you guys. I've been out for a little while, and God is good, and he makes no mistakes, and he gives us strength to deal with what we have to. And right now we have to go on because there's a mission before us all, and we're all on a mission. Dr. Alali?
I'm here, Ida, and I'm so glad you are feeling much better and you're testifying of being stronger because you've been in my prayers and certainly in the prayers of a number of people that have been on this line. I've had my woman's fellowship praying for you this week, and I'm so happy that you are back on the show tonight because it is an exciting time to be on this show. I mean, God continues to unfold miracles, and I just feel so blessed to have the support of every one of you that sacrificed your Tuesday night to be on this line, getting information and helping to spread the word about we can have safer indoor environments. We can do things to make the lives of our children and our grandchildren better, and even ourselves, our spouses, our friends. And I get excited when I get feedback of what's happening around the world and in Canada and in the United States. And so at the top of the hour, you know, this is our Healthy Smart Home segment where we focus on people who are retrofitting their houses and the response that they're getting. And so we have all the way from Montreal, Canada, in the province of Quebec, we have distinguished Mr. Rod Groom, who is one of our most revered critics because he tests the technology continuously. He's always evaluating various applications. And I want him to introduce our guest tonight because we have a miracle that happened on a lake in Canada, and he's got an extraordinary story, and we have extraordinary guests. So, Rod, why don't you tell us a little bit about the story and introduce our guest for us tonight.
Which one is that?
Mr. Is Lynn and Rita on the line with us?
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. Well, give us an intro into their story because you are the angel that brought the miracle to their house.
Okay. Lynn and Rita, they are a devoted couple. And let me tell you, when you meet them, it's such a pleasure. But when Lynn got introduced to the nano flat battery or the biobalancer, Rita was having very, very severe headaches. And they find, we all learned all at the same time, that it can work on the body and you can accelerate the effects of the flat battery or biobalancer with the use of a flashlight. So what Rita was doing every night when she had a headache, she was sticking it on her head with a flashlight until the headache went away. And without further ado, I turned this whole story over to Len and Rita because I think it's amazing. It did wonders. Believe it or not, as far as I'm concerned, it gave her her life back. Rita, go for it.
Hi, Rod. Hi, Dr. A. Excuse me.
Hey,
this is Rita.
Rita.
I'm so excited you could join us tonight.
Oh, I'm glad too. Well, okay, so I'll tell you my story then. I was having those bad headaches, and after a while, my doctor told me I should have an MRI. In 2009, I had my first MRI, and they discovered a little tumor close to the pituitary gland. And then in 2011, I had another MRI, and it had grown. I don't remember the size, but it was growing. And then by then, the doctor thought I would have to be operated, maybe. So I didn't like that idea. And Len and Rod were talking about this biobalancer or the flat battery that you put on a flashlight and you hold it wherever you're in pain. So Len told me I should do that, and we did that with my headache. And every night I put the flat battery and the flashlight on my forehead where I was in pain for a period of maybe 30 seconds each time, maybe 4 or 5 times a night. And after 2.5 or 3 months, the headache had disappeared.
Wow.
And then I had this last MRI in 2013. And when we went for my result at my neurologist, he was reading, he had the MRI, and I was concerned about it. So I asked him, how about that thing there? And so he had it and read and read, and he said, you know what? It's not there anymore. It's not visible.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a shocker, a good one, but
it disappeared.
Thanks to that.
Wow.
Flag, I'm sure.
Wow. And so you said the story is you were diagnosed in 2009.
Yeah.
And you suffered headaches until 2013?
Well, the headache, yes. Until
so
I started.
So you You suffered headaches for almost 4 years before you were introduced
to
the flat battery.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And
I called it a brick because it was right there in my forehead. Very painful.
The pain was painful, and it wasn't like, you know, it disappeared 1 month, and the next month, you know, it was just it disappeared. You actually suffered with this thing for 4 years.
Yes.
And so how long after you started using the flat battery biobalancer did you start getting some relief in your headaches?
Well, that's it. It must have been about 2.5-3 months.
Progressively.
Yeah, progressively. And, you know, when you don't have the pain anymore, it's like you don't, I don't know, you don't notice it. And all of a sudden, I thought, hey, those headaches, I don't have them anymore.
Wow.
You know.
Wow. And then what did you say? I mean, you're there being a supportive, devout spouse, and you see your wife suffering like this. I mean, to the point where these headaches were so severe, you had to lay down. I mean, you couldn't even function by walking around with them.
Well, she's a tough lady, and she put up with it for a few years, and until Rod and I were talking and suggested of using the flashlight deal, and so suggested it to her, and she tried it and tried it and tried it and kept trying it, and progressively the pain was diminishing, and next thing you know, there were no more headaches. So by the time the next MRI came through and the doctor looked at it and read the results, he said, well, we're not going to have to operate. He says, right now, he says, I don't see anything here representing the tumor that you had previously.
Wow!
So obviously what we were doing was pretty successful because since then she does not have those headaches anymore.
Wow! I can remember distinctly the middle of January 2014 when the phone rang and Rod was ecstatic. And he was speaking so fast and he was so excited with joy over the miracle that you share with him. So I just want to know, when you called him up, did you call him over to your house to tell him, or did you call him on the phone?
It was on the phone. We lived too far.
Yeah, okay. Because that was one piece of the puzzle that I didn't have. But I can remember when Rod told me that, I said to him, can you repeat that? What did you just say to me, Rod? And when he told me that the MRI had documented that there was no more tumor and she had this progressive report, I was totally astonished. And I had just met a group of doctors who were neurologists. And I contacted one of them and discussed it with him. And he was like, totally like, wow, you're telling me that she used this nanotechnology with a flashlight. And I said, yes, a flashlight increases the power of the light and allows it to penetrate deeper in tissue. And he said, wow, we have to get that documented. And I can remember Rod was so excited, and so we have talked about this. You came on the air probably. We didn't have the radio show until later on that year, as a matter of fact, 2015, a year later, when you shared that on the radio show, people are still talking about it. Yes.
Yeah,
and you made the front page of the newspaper there in your local city. So how did that happen?
newspaper for.
Yeah, the article about you doing houses.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
A friend journal.
Through a person that I know that's a journalist, and we got talking one evening, and he decided that he would like to do a small story on me in the newspaper in regards to the nanotechnology. And if I remember correctly, it was Dr. A that recommended to Rod about using the flashlight. And so
I am a certified naturopathic health practitioner, and one of the therapies that we have is a laser or a light therapy. So light enhances natural frequencies, and that's where, you know, we came up with the notion, the flashlight, because most people can't afford those $1,000 light laser systems that the doctors are using now, $1,000 to $4,000. They've really got some sophisticated elements. But we found that this is basic flashlight with the nano. The nano has the energetics, and it makes it, it enhances the delivery of the technology in such a way that people use it for arthritic pain. We had a gentleman on that had retinopathy, and he had retinal bleeding. Minister David, he was blind for 4.5 years, and he used it, and his sight came back, and the bleeding of 10 years stopped. His eyes had been bleeding for 10 years. And then we had another miracle come in last week. We had a client that had a macular inflammation and actually had a hole in her eye, and her vision was 20/100, and the doctor told her in January she was going to have surgery. Or maybe it was the 1st of February. So she skipped in here and called me. It had to be about a week ago. She was ecstatic with joy that all of the swelling had gone down in the eye and that the doctor had canceled surgery, and her vision had greatly improved. She was now 20/40. And I'm like, all of that happened in the span of about 2 weeks with using the light therapy in her eye.
Wow.
So, yes. So your testimony was the second of profound, that kind of portion, to have a tumor disappear that was causing debilitating headaches to the point that it vanished. And the MRI had been documenting the progression of this tumor over 4 years.
Yeah, so and I do have the proof. I do have the proof. I have my MRIs. The proof.
Yes, you got the copy.
And, you know, it almost is like a miracle. We were talking last week with Gagan Hunter, who is a naturopathic practitioner in North Carolina. And I was telling him, I said, you know, to be a saint, the Catholic Church says you have to do two profound miracles. And he's got these children, one with 600 seizures that have now stopped, and a child with 100 to 150 seizures a day. And I know we were calling him Saint Gagan last week. And truly, this is a testimony of miraculous proportion, how God is using this technology that is an electrical safety device. Again, these technologies were not invented to treat, prevent, cure any type of diseases. But we now have 3 clinical studies, one at a hospital and two private doctor's offices, who are documenting the journeys of these children with seizures and also with children and adults with seizures. We have our first adult patient, 47 years old, young man that has probably 30 to 40 seizures a day. And his doctor just put him on a clinical trial with this technology, and his mother, who is 80 years old and is having short-term memory loss. And it was so profound to hear Dr. Cynthia Incus talk about electroconvulsive treatments or shock treatment last week and the side effects and memory fog and memory loss, short-term memory loss, was among those symptoms that she named, as well as heart failure, dysrhythmia or irregular heart, rapid heart rate, all of the symptoms that we've heard people share over this broadcast was named on that in her report. And so a lot of the cliches that people have been saying, that no, electricity won't hurt you, it won't cause this, it won't cause that. When she ran down her cadre of symptoms, you could clearly see dementia, Alzheimer's, memory loss, brain freeze, brain fog, muscle nerve, muscle pain, and loss of consciousness in her report. And so it really pushes our campaign forward, because people have to know what they're living in. And people have to know what's in their bedroom. And Rob, you put a capacitor in her bedroom, didn't you? Or did I get the story wrong?
What was that? Sorry.
Did you put a power guard in her room too?
In
her bedroom?
Rita?
Yes.
No, Len did.
Oh, Len did. Okay. So I thought that there was some mitigation done to reduce the numbers. Len, do you remember what the magnetic surge was in the bedroom before you put the capacitor in? What were the numbers?
I don't remember the numbers exactly, but they were
okay.
200 and something anyways.
In the
wow.
200 range. And so, you know, medical science and health physicists document the fact that your brain should not be exposed to more than 0.4 milligauss of radiation. The body should not be exposed to more than 40 BMUs or gram sets or units of radiation. And so you talk about 200, you're talking about almost 300 to 400 times what the body should have been exposed to. And Rita, just for the audience, how far away from the wall were you sleeping? Was your head right up on the wall, or you were maybe 2 feet away from the wall? Or where was your head in association to the wall in your bedroom?
About 2 feet, I would, approximately.
2 feet from the
plug. Was
there anything electrical above your head, any lights or ceiling fan?
Oh, well, then, light, alarm clock.
Yeah, on
okay.
The night table.
Yeah, on the night table.
On the right side. And I'm just curious to know, do you sleep in a wrought iron bed, or do you have a headboard that might be made out of metal?
Wood.
You're made out of wood?
Yeah.
And do you wear glasses?
To read, yes.
Do you wear eyeglasses? So do you read in bed?
No, I never read in bed.
Do you work at a computer for more than 4 hours a day?
No, not more than 4 hours a day. No, I'm off and on.
Okay. So I was just trying to make that a mental note and get a mental picture, because when we're sleeping with our head within 6 feet of a wall, if that wall has not been mitigated, then our body is at risk for assault from the electrical micro surge or the electrical radiation that's in the electrical socket in the wall behind the bed. And that's why it was so critical for people to know. It's very critical for people to know what is the electrical interference in the wall behind the bed. Because that wall can turn into a taser gun, and it can cause you to have decreased oxygen absorption, decreased mineral absorption in your head. And that's the reason why 40 years ago when I went to nursing school, they did not have Alzheimer's, dementia, fibromyalgia in the nursing textbook. They did not have gastric reflux in adults. That was mostly premature babies. They did not have fibromyalgia. And as we begin to look to NASA and their research of sustained exposure to EMF radiation that the astronauts endure, it is well documented that those astronauts are disassociating oxygen and they're demineralizing from their sustained exposure to radiation. That's why NASA has set their quest of research forth so that to create materials, radiation-blocking materials, to stop the astronauts from blocking radiation. And that's why we do what we do with Healthy Smart Homes, because we believe and we concur with NASA. Our research has shown that when you filter down EMF radiation and microsurging, when you use natural frequencies that keep the body balanced, that are enhanced by light, the body, when it's balanced, it will heal itself. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are divine creatures created by God, and He understands us best, and He's the source of innovation and inspiration behind this technology. I wish I could sit here and say that I am to take all the credit. I was just a vessel and just asked to be used, because people are crying out. They're suffering. And I certainly appreciate you interrupting your schedule, because I know that Lynn was just getting out of the hospital or getting home, and I just appreciate you being comfortable enough to share this miracle with the nation, with the people that are listening in tonight from Canada and from Nigeria and from France, Lyon, France, and all across the United States. I get emails throughout the week of where somebody has downloaded it from Nathan on the Spot's Facebook page and sent it, or from the Blog Talk Radio and sent it to someone. And people are so inspired by the technology and how to use it to stop seizures that I tell people that if you want to use the technology to stop seizures, you should get it and take it to your doctor and have him to work with you, because some people are reporting that they're using one. Some people are reporting that they're using three. If you go to a naturopath that does applied kinetics or a medical doctor, many doctors, medical doctors, are duly trained both in allopathic medicine as well as naturopathic medicine, and they can use various applications in kinesiology to test you. I'm so excited. I did talk to NASA electrophysicist David Marson in his office this week, and I am so excited. They have gotten their machine that quantifies EMF radiation absorption in the body has now been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Now, what does that mean? That means that doctors can now use the machine and get paid, get reimbursed to diagnose the static absorption in your body with this instrument. And this instrument qualifies how effective the nanobiobalancer is, how the flat battery application, how it discharges static from the body and helps to balance the body, the energy in the body, especially in the spinal nerves. And we have a case study now at Columbia University at Teachers College that we presented at the 6th Annual Health Disparities Conference with a gentleman, 64-year-old gentleman, who had Parkinson's disease and had lost his ability to feed himself and to write. And we had him on the radio show at the top of the year, January. And within 3 minutes of using this machine, it was able to quantify the static in his body and how effective the bioharmonizer was in discharging it and balancing him, to the point that within 3 minutes, he went from not being able to write, not being able to feed himself, to being stable enough to write his name and being able to hold liquid in a spoon and get it to his mouth. So we are excited about the future. Now that this machine is new, it's highly innovative. They've made a price point affordable. Doctors can now lease to own the machine. The machine ranges from $5,500 all the way up to about $12,000. But they can rent to own for about $250. I'm giving you this information so you can take it to your doctor. Their website is myovision.com. Myovision.com. And doctors get paid $250 to evaluate your body's sensitivity to electromagnetic radiation. I got to stop and clap because this is such a huge milestone. I mean, it's taken this team of electrophysicists probably every bit of 15 years. You know, I thought our journey was long, 10 years to get where we are, but it's taken them 15 years to be able to get FDA to set up and say, okay, this is a problem, and this is an instrument that's highly demonstrable. You know, the research can be replicated. The measurements can be replicated, you know, and they've made room for this whole worldwide awareness of the fact that we're absorbing too much radiation. It's creating an imbalance in our bodies. People are falling. Children are falling. People can't hold the minerals and nutrients in their body. So I'm just so excited for you to be on this line and share tonight. And I just want to share a little tidbit of information. It's 9:30 now. We're getting ready to go into Seizure Talk Radio. But I promise to get everybody insight into this youth science fair that's going on in North Carolina. We have a young man down there. You heard Josiah's testimony 2 weeks ago, who's an 8-year-old that had 100 to 150 seizures a day. And he'd never been able to ride a bike or a scooter until his grandmother went to church and a naturopath that was there that uses the technology to balance his clients. And Josiah was retrofitted with the nanos for his shoes. And voila, I mean, almost within less than 10 minutes, he felt such a new sense of balance, such that he spontaneously put his own self on a scooter, and before his mom could say no or restrain him, he was down the block on the scooter, riding balanced. So his brother, his whole family has become so intrigued with this technology, and they have an alkaline water machine. So I was sharing with them how we had a special nano balancer that corrects the power factor. It supports the power factor in those alkaline water machines. And so they put one on the machine to see. They wanted to know if it would increase the pH. I've never had anyone study whether or not it increased the pH. The last person that had the instrument to measure water reported to me that it increased the oxygen saturation in the water from dispensing from an alkaline water machine. Well, they studied it for 30 to 60 seconds, and at 30 seconds it increased the water pH 0.35 points. And at a minute, it had increased 0.75 points. And so we were ecstatic to know that the Q1 by 1 supports alkalinity in the water. And that's exciting. So they're going to be on the air next week sharing with us the full details of the science fair and what were the response from other people that participated in the science fair to their specific presentation and experiment with the nanotechnology. So, Seizure Talk Radio, I just wanted to leave the format open tonight. We're going to be hearing from Ms. Haley, hopefully next week, and her family. They have since relocated from Las Vegas. They've got a new home out there in the deserts of New Mexico. So I'm excited to hear how she's progressing. It's taken me a long time to hunt her down, but I did talk to her mom. She was telling me, you know, the same thing, that Haley has a newfound life. She is so engaged with her school and activities in the community, and Miss Haley is still seizure-free most of the time when her technology is on. When the technology is off, her mother says she does not have 10 to 15-minute seizures anymore. She doesn't get knocked totally out and unresponsive. Her seizures are like 5 or 10 seconds, not debilitating at all, and then she quickly comes out of it. But her mom says Haley has a newfound life. And so I'm so excited. I got some new information this week about in some communities, children 1 in 10 are now documented. These epidemiologists are now documenting that children, 1 in 10 children in some communities are having seizures. And so the quest for everyone on this line tonight is there a community near you where this statistic is applicable? And so we got to get on Google and research this out so we can have some information to talk about. Did anybody have an opportunity to look on Google and find some communities where the epidemiological incident of occurrence is at this level? Anybody want to share this from listening in? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that for us to investigate for next week. I have had an amazing, really long day of traveling with the holiday weekend, and so we'll cut our show short, not unless somebody has a burning testimony to share over the airwaves tonight. Anybody have a testimony to share? Because I don't want to be remiss on anyone. Well, if not, I want to thank Ida for her faithfulness being on the show and knowing that we are lifting her up in this great time of loss, and to our hero, Nathan on the spot, to lift our voice up in these airwaves. We're getting ready. I'm going to be speaking at a conference here this next month, and I'm looking to blow about 1,000 people out of the water and get some newcomers to this show. But know that we were on B Magazine in Washington, D.C. We were invited to present on their airwaves last Tuesday to resounding. We got such great feedback in Washington, D.C., and we're so excited about what's happening out there in the nation's capital and what this magazine just took us to new audience and new heights, people that we had no idea that their house could be making them sick. It could be contributing to the demise of health of their grandchildren. And so I just had a delightful Easter weekend, and I want to just say I hope everybody's holiday continues this week. God is risen to empower us with faith and love and fortitude to get the mission done, and that is to educate our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, that your house can be making you sick. So check around. Tell them about Rita and Lynn's miracle of their house and their health. And good night, everyone. I love and celebrate you. I appreciate everybody's sacrifices to be on this line, and I want everybody to have a prosperous week.
Thank you, Dr.
Alani.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
He's alive.